is Diva Close wat praat van die vuur in my gees en voor dit het ons ook musiek gehad van, ek het gehoor hier teruggaan, Phil Wickham met Eden. Dit is nou 9:15, my naam is Rose Batsobane, lekker om saam met jou te wees vanochtend. Ek het saam met my, overloers, kom ek begin ek eerst gauw by hierdie gedeelte, ons is by Fairmount Secondary School in Grassy Park, en ons is by buiteuitsending, dit is lekker koud buiten, ek denk hier reentje val so bykie, maar ek moet vir jou sê, ek is baie beïndruk met die opkomst van die ouers vandag, wat ouers wat lekker vir my baie belangstel in die opvoeding van hulle kinders, en wil weet wat kan ons doen, om ons kinderse binne te verbeter. Now, I've got with me in studio Edmund Hale. He is, of course, the managing director of a company called Beyond the Edge Tutoring. Thank you very much for joining us again, Edmund.
Thank
Lovely to
so
have you.
Thank you so much, Rosebud, for having me, and a very good morning to each one of our listeners at Radio Tigerberg 104 FM.
Thank you so, so very much. Last week we were in Ravensmead.
That's correct, yes.
And there were a couple of people that came, but I think yes. It is what I'm seeing here is a lot more impressive.
Definitely,
right?
So definitely. This was definitely, we really prayed about today because, we are loving the rain. The
yes,
Western
absolutely.
Cape needs the rain, but I was very concerned about the outcome this morning or, parents coming to the school this morning and while to the residents of Grassy Park, southern suburbs, they've come out in their numbers this morning and yeah. I'm very, very grateful for that.
Can I just quickly say that do you still have stationery packs because you were giving
yes,
those for free
I've
last
actually,
week?
Yes, I've actually had to send one of my staff members back to our head office to go and collect more stationery packs. We've already given out 60 this morning. By 9:30, 9:45, they'd all been claimed already.
Yeah.
But we definitely have enough stationery. So, as our listeners know, we are here until 12:00 today. Mm. Please make your way to the school, dress warmly, come out. There's some exciting stuff happening here this morning.
And there's also hot chocolate, very important.
Definitely, there's hot chocolate for this cold weather this yeah. morning. There's for those parents that don't drink hot chocolate, bring your kiddies along. We've got coffee. And we're also doing a lucky draw again
yes.
at 11:45 where we're going to be giving one listener and or one of our parents here today is going to walk away with a 1,000 Rand Checkers ShopRite gift voucher.
Absolutely fantastic. We're going to do that live on air at about 11:45, just before I sign off. We're going to give 1,000 Rand away. Can we quickly talk about Beyond the Edge Tutoring, please, Edmund, if you don't mind? We spoke about it a little bit last week and you gave us a background, but for people that were not listening, who is Beyond the Edge Tutoring?
Beyond the Edge Tutoring, Rosebud, is a tuition company. We cater specifically for parents who cannot afford private tutors. Mm. We currently teach at 13 schools on a Saturday. We teach from grade 1 right through to grade 12. Have about 50 educators that diligently serve us on a Saturday
yeah.
as far as Mossel Bay. And as I mentioned last week, this is a calling. This mm. is a calling that I got from our Heavenly Father. We started off in 2014 teaching in two library halls.
Mm.
And today we are really, really blessed to say that we are currently offering our services to parents out there from grade 1 to grade 12 at different schools.
What are you trying to achieve with this organization?
Well, Rosebud, we are faced with a number of challenges within mm. our schools. First of all, we have overcrowded classrooms. Mm. We are faced with a number of other challenges where our children simply cannot read and mm. write.
Mm.
And we've got a few of, principals that have joined us this morning. We've got a few educators here this morning. They will be joining us throughout the course of the morning mm. On the different topics that we will be discussing about challenges within our schools, our learners that cannot read. 80% of our grade 4s in South Africa simply cannot read and write. And I know there are a few different changes that are being implemented mm. through the Department of Education now where they are not going to have, they're bringing in a policy where children between grade R and grade 3 will not be held back anymore.
Mm.
They will just be put over to the next grade. And that is just, a whole topic on its own. But Mrs. Beatrice is going to talk to us about that a bit later on this
yeah.
morning. But yes, we are really out here. This is a calling, as I said. We are here here to really assist our learners that want to do well, you know, to take those code 1, 2s, and 3s and actually, you know, get them to achieve the growth, the code 5, 6s, and 7s.
Yeah, yeah. So Beyond the Edge tutoring works from kids from grade 1 all the way up to grade 12.
That is correct, Rosebud, yes. Okay. We cater mainly on mathematics. Obviously, with our foundation phase right into our intermediate phase, we also focus on reading. Reading is definitely something that we have implemented at some of our venues. Some of our venues, we've actually got reading assessors. Mm. They specifically come out on a Saturday morning just to assess your learner. Now, I'm very, very excited just to inform the listeners that we are broadcasting live from Fairmount Secondary at Grassy Park this morning, and we are actually... I've got three facilitators here this morning that's actually doing free reading assessments on your children. Make your way through to Fairmount Secondary. We're not just giving away stationery packs. We don't just have the hot chocolates and the giveaway at 11:45. But our educators are actually here this morning assessing your learners, and they'll be able to give you feedback as a parent on where your child is currently with their reading abilities.
Yeah. For the people that have maybe just tuned in, what can they expect when they come here this morning? What is it that's going to happen once they get here?
As soon as the parents arrive here, they are going to obviously sign in a register that they were present. We ask them to please bring a copy of their latest school report. Mm. We are going to actually code that school report for them. We will be launching classes here at Mr. Clarkson School, Fairmount Secondary, from the beginning of next term. This is a new venue for us. There's a huge need and a huge demand here. They can come join us for a nice cup of hot chocolate. We're giving each one of your children a stationery pack that has got everything in it that your child needs for school. And we're also offering the free reading assessment this morning to our parents who have learners that need reading assistance.
My gast vanoggend is Edmund Hale. Ons gaan later weer met hom gesels. Hier is 'n hele paar skoolhoofde wat gekom het en 'n paar ander belangrike mense in die onderwys arena. Hulle gaan later met ons kom gesels. So rondom 10:50 se kan gaan ons weer gesels. Gaan ons gesels met meneer Nayar. Is that correct?
Yes, and Mrs. O'Shea.
And Mrs. O'Shea.
And Mrs. Adriansi is here, also from Cascade Primary. And we also have Mrs. Ali, who is the deputy principal at Fairmount Secondary. She's also joined us this morning.
Okay. And soos jy kan sien, mense stel regtig waar belang om te sien wat kan ons doen om ons kinders se punte te verbeter. Want weet jy wat nie? As mense moet ons net regtig waar probeer om onsself uit te ruk uit hierdie kultuur, wil ek amper sê, van achtergeblevenheid. Veral wat ons onderwys betref, veral wat ons kinders se opvoeding betref. Die tyd is nou 23 minute oor 10 op Radio Tygerberg 104 FM. Ons gaan later so 10:50 se kan weer gesels saam met Edmund en 'n paar van sy gaste. Bly net hier op Radio Tygerberg 104 FM.
Checkers, spaar jou meer met ons goue besparings. Vir slegs die week kry fresh hoenderbou